Elon Basketball Live rolls on the Monday night. We're with you till the top of the hour as the Phoenix men get set for Washington, D.C. We'll see you 5:30 or in the neighborhood on Sunday as they'll run four quarterfinals in back-to-back fashion. It'll be Elon and either Towson or UNCW. We'll hopefully have a name before we get to the end of the evening. Head coach Mike Schrage will rejoin us in just a moment, but a guy who scored 2,300 points in high school, and don't worry, Zach Irvin, we're going to get to that at some point during this conversation. Zach Irvin stands by. Thanks so much for spending a few moments.
For sure.
All right, coach just talked about your improvement, and he pointed to the 8 rebounds against Northeastern, and he pointed to your defensive work the last 3 games and the job you've done getting into the lane and creating. What's pleased you about your progress?
You know, I think that's just something that I have to continue to embrace. I'm not going to come out and hit, you know, 5-6 threes every game. So I got to find other ways to impact. And that's what I've been trying to do, and just focus on that every day in practice and just continue to get better with it.
All right. It's always fun to ask another player about another player. I'm going to get to Mac here in a second. Have you ever been around anybody so outwardly emotional as Andrew Junkin during a game?
I'm not sure that I have.
Okay. And that's fair. I mean, it's been great now. That's got to be exciting for everybody on this team, right?
Oh, it's so exciting. You know, Junk's he's one of those guys, only been around him for a year, but he's one of the best teammates that I've had the pleasure to be around. And like Coach mentioned, you know, he's had some setbacks with illness, injury, so to see him finally get his legs under him and really to get going here, especially these past couple games, it's unreal. It's really exciting.
You mentioned not making 5 or 6 threes each game. You've had countless moments, though, where you've shot the ball really well during the season. You're on pace to make 50 for the year. Hunter Mack sits at 85. What impresses a guy like you who does it really well with what Mack's done?
You know, I think the most impressive thing about Mack is he's not afraid of the moment. He's one of those guys that you want the ball in his hands late game in the clock. Like, he seems to hit those big shots every time, and we trust him too as a team, and hopefully he continues to.
Spending time with Zach Irvin on a Monday night Elon Basketball Live from inside the Mark Restaurant and the Inn at Elon. Coach Schrage's talked about this first group. You, Hunter McIntosh, Hunter Woods, and Ben Dougherty is being that day one group, and the group that's certainly gone through the most in helping to build the foundation and the program and the success in March. As you wrap up this third year, what does that mean for you?
It means the world. That's a really special group of guys. We're really tight-knit, the whole team, but, you know, especially that air class, I think. And so just to go out and to compete for them means the world.
All right, let me see if I got this right. The names that come off the top of my head when I talk basketball in Virginia: Ralph Sampson, J.J. Redick, Allen Iverson, Ronald Curry, among others, right?
Correct.
You are ninth all-time in points scored in Virginia high school history at 2,300. That's really impressive, first off. Secondly, how much does that help to translate at this level? How much does it help you to get ready for this level?
You know, it's funny. I think part of my maturity freshman year was realizing that it doesn't really matter at all.
Okay.
I think, you know, the college high school game is just two completely different games. Not everyone's going to be a 2,300-point scorer in college. You got to find other ways to impact and compete, and that's my main takeaway from that. So,
ready to go spend some time in D.C. this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the past 2 years, unfortunately, I haven't been able to play in the conference tournament, so I'm more than ready.
As always, thanks, man.
Thank you.
That's Zach Irvin with us on a Monday night. When we roll on, the head coach is back alongside us. We'll talk a little bit about what's upcoming on Sunday afternoon in D.C. and also talk about a little trip that the head coach made yesterday afternoon. That and more comes your way next. This is Elon Basketball Live from the Mark inside the Inn at Elon.